Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder who will be the first to fall in the wave of AI disruption? A friend of mine who works in human resources told me that her company had opened 3 entry-level data analyst positions. A manager ran the job requirements through Claude and realized that the core outputs could be handled with 2 models and a Python script. Just like that, 3 positions became 1, and even that remaining role was completely rewritten. More than 200 applicants, most of them recent graduates, had listed Excel, SQL, and basic statistics on their resumes, which happened to be exactly what those 2 eliminated positions had been doing after that. I came across a paper from the Stanford Digital Economy Lab, and the data overturned every intuition I had. Employment rates for people between 22 and 25 years old had dropped by 13%, while workers over 30 actually saw their rates rise by 6 to 13%. Why? Because what AI does best is precisely the kind of standardized knowledge that young people bring into the workforce from textbooks and certifications. The value of experienced workers, on the other hand, lies in the tacit knowledge that never gets written down in any manual. The canary dies first, not because it is weaker, but because its exposure is most direct. The skills that young people are trained to have happen to fall squarely in AI's line of fire. So the entity that deserves to be held accountable is the entire educational system that trained them this way. This is not a problem with the students. This is a problem at the level of civilization. So what about you? If you are a parent, a teacher, or an employer, what would you do?